Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake, you son of a bitch. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our outstanding crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Our friend pro sports bettor Rob Pozzola returns to the show in 20 minutes, his best bets for week 3 in the NFL. Brad Evans joins us in 40 minutes. We will rake Brad over the coals for his Bush League bull bleep effort recording things. We expect way more from Brad Evans. Maybe we shouldn't. We'll talk to Brad. We'll take Brad to task in 40 minutes. It's pathetic.
That's a lot of gas in the tank.
Yeah. We need more Bald Freak. We need less Brad Evans. Brad will join us in 40 minutes, and our bets for the Bills and the Dolphins in 40 minutes, side total and props. Current side and total market, Buffalo an 11.5-point favorite. Total in the game, 50.5. But joining us right now, to kick off the festivities in the Power Hour, I gotta be honest, I think I've got great hair. Just wanted to let that sit for a second. I think I got great hair. If I'm being real, I actually think Jay Croucher's hair is better than mine right now. It's a little upsetting. It's a little like,
good call.
You got, how much product you got? And do not lie. Jay Croucher, NBC Sports betting analyst on Twitter, a Croucher JD. How much product do you have in your hair? And did you use a blow dryer? Yes or no?
Yeah. So I've got four things. One, the problem with my hair is there's a lot of stray flyaways and I can't contain that. That's just going to be a part of the gig. Two, there's no product in my hair at all. I swear to God. This is just the natural volume. It's just how it's built. Three, it's kind of an unfair fight for you because one of the benefits of having a Malaysian mum is you get the genetic kick of the strange volume and thickness in the hair. So thank you very much, mum. And then fourth, I like, Nick, that your hair, you've really leaned into this Jake Gyllenhaal, Detective Loki and Prisoners type look. If anyone hasn't seen that movie, hair is the exact same as his in that movie. But I like it. I like it. It's it makes you stand out, and I think that's the most important thing.
The problem, of course, with me having a haircut that's the same as Jake Gyllenhaal's is Jake Gyllenhaal's way better looking than me. All right, let's turn our attention to week 3 in the NFL, Jay. Let's start
Jay's
on Thursday
night. Jake Gyllenhaal guy.
Yeah, like
yeah, it's the second time I've referenced him on the show. Different films as well. Prisoner.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. I like Jake. I think that I haven't liked his recent stuff as much, but Jake Gyllenhaal is kind of in the Tom Hardy mold of guy who plays a lot of different type of roles. I'm a big fan of his kind of archetype, like the Philip Seymour Hoffman plays a different character in every movie as opposed to, George Clooney plays the same guy in every single movie. But I'm a Jake Gyllenhaal fan, understated. He's had some bad ones on the resume, but some good ones as well. And Prisoners and Jarhead are two of the best.
Do you respect George Clooney?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I respect George Clooney?
Oh, he plays the same. He's Danny Ocean in every movie he's ever done.
It's true. To be fair, like Leonardo DiCaprio also plays the same role in every single movie of a cool exterior, hiding the bubbling demons inside over the surface. So yeah, everyone's gonna do what they gotta do. I like people who can change it up and are unrecognizable. Big Joaquin Phoenix type operator over here.
See, like I want to like throw something at you that you won't be able to answer here about sports, just like to slam that home, and like you're gonna have something on anything I ask, so I can't even do that. So let's just keep it to the NFL. What's your favorite bet for week 3, side and total or why? Side and total or why? Side or total and why?
I like
it took
the
until
Rams,
week 3 but... for my first malfunction of the season, just so everyone has that on record.
Yeah. By the way, what's going on with the size of your drink bottle, Nick? What's going on there? It's an absolute
behemoth.
Oh, this
guy?
So that popped up.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. Yeah,
I gotta stay hydrated. The better you bet, man.
I like water.
Bigger than two human heads. Yours is well, large. Fanny. I don't know if this is something
I have a really funny joke I want to tell about it, but I don't think it's appropriate, so I won't.
Okay. That's fair play. All right, I'll go back to my point about the Rams, plus 3.5 against the Eagles. I think there is something wrong with Philadelphia's offense, and even though they're 2-0, I think the fact that Russell Wilson was made to look like 2007 Tom Brady against the Dallas passing defense, and Philadelphia couldn't do anything through the air against Dallas, I think that's a red flag. Also, it's not like Philadelphia are able to compensate for that with Saquon Barkley going berserk against Dallas. A.J. Brown is not creating separation. It's been unsighted. Devontae Smith has made one play in two games. So I think there is something a little bit off with this Eagles offense at the moment. And then on the other side, the Rams are just absolutely rolling. Matthew Stafford has the best PFF grade in the NFL among quarterbacks. It's a strange offense because every single pass goes to Puka Nacua or Devontae Adams, but they're both awesome. So I guess it doesn't matter. The offensive line is healthy, which is the huge thing with Stafford. I think because he's just not as mobile as he once was and is very dependent on his context. But the context at the moment is great. And this defense, I think, has really stepped up. And as much as you don't love Emmanuel Forbes playing cornerback, it doesn't matter as much when you have Jared Verse and friends on the defensive line. So at the moment, like, I don't think the Eagles are materially better than the Rams. I think they have more talent and upside that they'll ultimately be better. But right now, I think there's something very wrong with that offense.
Is this a money line play for you, Jay, or do you want to capture a number above 3 betting this game? You think the Rams are going to win, or do you want to get 3.5 or better?
I think 3.5 is a pretty good number. I wouldn't be surprised if this even ticked down. It's been bouncing around a little bit, but I think that this is going to be a very close final possession type of game. So plus 3.5 for me. I mean, forget that as much rightfully lauding of the Eagles as there has been, Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl MVP, they won the Super Bowl in the most emphatic fashion possible. They were one Jalen Carter sack away in the divisional round from losing in very embarrassing fashion in the snow to these Rams. And in which case, would Nick Sirianni still be the coach? People would be calling for Jalen Hurts to be traded. So the Rams, as much as they got belted by the Eagles in the regular season matchup where Saquon ran for 1 million yards, in the playoffs, the Rams effectively played them even. And I think they will do the same again this weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jay, now that we're 2 weeks into the season, about to begin week three tonight between the Dolphins and the Bills, I guess, what is your favorite awards bet right now at current prices that's available for everybody to go ahead and take a look at?
Yeah, so I'm with you, Femi, jumping on the Jonathan Taylor train. Jonathan Taylor, offensive player of the year, train, bandwagon, bus, leaving the station. I don't think he should be 15 to 1. In fact, if you made me pick one player, odds agnostic to win this award, it would be Jonathan Taylor. And the reasons why are, one, he never comes off the field. Guys like Derrick Henry, Saquon, they get to rest and they get managed. Bijan Robinson's in a timeshare with Tyler Allgeier. Jonathan Taylor plays basically every single snap. He missed the last quarter of week one because it was a blowout, but he played, I think, the first 43 snaps of that game and then almost never came off the field against the Broncos. This offensive line is very good in Indianapolis. He has a great play caller. They lean into the run. They're one of the lowest pass volume teams in the league in terms of pass rate over expectation. They banked a 2-0 start. And are around a 65% chance to make the playoffs by the market. So I think that Daniel Jones as well is very capable of stewarding this offense, as he's shown. And they have a relatively comfortable schedule. So I think that you add it all up. Jonathan Taylor, he has the highest rushing prop of any player this week. So I don't think that he can be, you know, effectively in some seventh, eighth in the running. I just think that he is the most likely player to win the award. And I think that he should be half of his 15 to 1 price.
Absolutely love to hear that. Like, that's, it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. We talked about that on the show on Wednesday. How about comeback player of the year? Because, like, right now McCaffrey is the favorite. You have Dak Prescott, Aiden Hutchinson, Trevor Lawrence. Daniel Jones has been the big mover, but I'm to, like, understand the rules from last year, I don't think he can win at 7 to 1. Is there anything that stands out to you with comeback player of the year, which is once again now probably going to be the bane of all our existence in 2025?
Yeah, the way I would look at this award is that, firstly, with Daniel Jones, I never want to say that anyone is 0% in this award because people can change how they interpret criteria. It's pretty vague. And technically, Sam Darnold did meet the criteria of other circumstances last year, which Daniel Jones theoretically could make. But I think that ultimately, Daniel Jones is not going to be viewed as eligible for this award because it was very clear last year how voters felt about Darnold, who, by the way, Darnold ended up getting only like 7 out of 50 votes in the end. He got crushed. Yeah. He got doubled up by J.K. Dobbins, let alone Joe Burrow. So my sense is that Daniel Jones, it's just going to be the same deal again, where it's a great comeback story, but this is an injury award now, and he wasn't injured last year. So I just don't think that he's going to be seen as eligible by the voters. And then you look at the top of the board, I think Dak Prescott is the cleanest candidate in a lot of ways. He had a season-ending injury. He missed more than half the season last year. He looks fantastic. Just even though he didn't have the stats against the Eagles, he looked great. And CD Lamb screwed him on those drops. And then he was great again against the Giants. And so I think that if the Cowboys make the playoffs, that Dak Prescott very likely just wins this award because them making the playoffs is so correlated with him playing well because the defense is so bad. The thing is that they're unlikely to make the playoffs. They're a dog in the plus 200, plus to plus 250 range. And so what happens if the Cowboys don't make the playoffs? I think Christian McCaffrey is a fine default type of option, but to me, Femi, he doesn't look like the same guy. Like, there's just very little explosiveness. He hasn't had really one of those explosive breakaways that he had repeatedly in 2023. His speed metrics are down. The offensive line has been up and down so far. So I think McCaffrey will be a viable default winner, but I think he's only going to win most likely if other people fall over. He's also a health risk. I'd put Aiden Hutchinson in the same bucket. Trevor Lawrence is a strange one. One, he hasn't played well. And two, does anyone really remember what his injury was off the top of their head? He had just shoulder surgery towards the end of the season, but I don't think people really know that or feel it the way that they've, you know, there are more obvious injuries. So I think this is a wait and see market for the moment, but I would not be betting on Daniel Jones.
A couple more minutes here with NBC Sports betting analyst Jay Croucher on Twitter at CroucherJD. You better you bet Kostos and Femi on the BetMGM network. Jay, will the 0-2 Kansas City Chiefs make the playoffs?
I think they will make the playoffs ultimately because they're going to get Rashee Rice back and Xavier Worthy is practicing. And I think that this offense, with how Josh Simmons has looked at left tackle with Mahomes, you know, Mahomes looks like Mahomes for the most part. He doesn't quite look like the guy that he was 3 years ago, perhaps, when he's winning MVPs, but he's still Patrick Mahomes. He's still awesome. I think when Rice comes back to complement Worthy and Brown and whatever Travis Kelce still has left, I think that is going to give them a real boost. I just don't think that this team, though, is going to reach the heights of previous Chiefs teams. This defense is okay. It's fine, but also got completely lit up by the Chargers, who weren't able to have the same success against the Raiders defense. So I don't think this defense is the all-world unit that it was a couple of years ago. And I think the offense, I think it will get better, but still concerns at running back. The offensive line, I think, is going to be improved, but not an overwhelming strength of the team. So I think that the Chiefs, just with it being Mahomes and Reid, as they get healthier, I think they will make the playoffs. But I think it's going to be as a wild card. I think the Chargers are going to win this division. And at current prices, minus 190, yes, plus 155, no. I would rather bet the no at plus 155, even though I still think it's greater than 50% that the Chiefs do make the playoffs.
Let's close with this, Jay. This can be an award bet. This could be a bet for this weekend, a division bet, or just a win to whatever. One bet in the National Football League that we have not yet discussed that you like for our listeners and viewers.
Yeah, so I like the Atlanta Falcons, which is a tough sentence to say out loud, given how that team has tracked historically the past decade, effectively, ever since 28-3. But I like the Atlanta Falcons to win the NFC South. And the reason why is that this Bucs offensive line situation is now just a huge problem. Luke Deke, who is a huge part of that O-line, he's going on IR. Cody Mock, whose name I can't really pronounce, but he is done for the season. And then Tristan Wirfs is banged up and will come back, but who knows what he's going to look like, at least as he ramps up. The Bucs, they're playing a first place schedule. They have a tough schedule than the Falcons. And the Falcons right now, even though they did play 50% of their season has been against J.J. McCarthy, so not the greatest offenses they've faced, but the Falcons have the number one defense in the NFL by EPA per play. Their defense has looked great. I don't expect it to be the number one defense, but there's more upside there than I anticipated. I think Michael Penix will continue to grow into the season, and this Falcons run game is just awesome. Like Bijan Robinson, he just looks different to every player in the NFL. The way that he turns two-yard losses into six-yard gains is like nothing else in the league. Would still like to see a few more explosives on the ground from him, but with him and Algier, that O-line, with Penix's upside on how the defense is playing and just being healthier, I think the Falcons can absolutely win the NFC South. They're plus 250, and that's value for me.
Yeah, and I bet them to make the playoffs earlier this week. Jay, next week, we get to talk about our New York Yankees as we march toward October. Jay Croucher joining us on the show on Twitter at CroucherJD. Enjoy the Jake Gyllenhaal movies this weekend. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, appreciate it, mate. Have a good one, guys.
Jay Croucher joining us. Yummy. Rob Pizzola coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.